Welcome to the Keystone Kickoff Show from the Labatt Blue Studio. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Bleed blue and white, drink blue and light. And don't forget to try the new Labatt Blue Light Seltzer Variety Pack, available at retailers throughout Pennsylvania.
Hello and welcome to the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NFL, kicking off another week of action by giving all new customers a can't-miss offer. Bet just $1 on any football game this week and receive $150 in free bets instantly. So download the DraftKings Sportsbook app and use code KSN. That's code KSN at DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older, Pennsylvania only, new customers only. Restrictions apply in partnership with Meadows Racetrack and Casino. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. It is the Keystone Kickoff Show. I'm Jim Galante. He's Thomas Frank Carr. And we're going to be talking Penn State football for the next hour or so. T. Frank, it all starts here. My questions with the running game. What's wrong with it? What could be done to fix it? Is this based on the teams they're playing saying we're going to stop the run? And finally, does it even matter that they can't run the ball when they can throw it the way they do? That's it. Those are the questions. Go ahead, T. Frank.
So never mind that Sean Clifford had the best game of his career. Never mind that he threw for 400 yards, and he did it in multiple ways that are both translatable and good. We'll start with, why weren't you good at this one thing? That's been the Penn State fan base the entire time. That has been the only thing that Penn State fans want to talk about after a game where their quarterback played a career game and had not done that against any opponent. Doesn't matter what the opponent was in the past, whether it was in the preseason against Idaho in 2019 or last year. He had never played a game like that. Never been as complete as he was.
Stop. But there we go. Stop, T. Frank. Let me ask you this. You are going to start your segment here being critical of the Penn State fan base. You do realize that essentially 100% of our listeners are the Penn State fan base. So you are starting out by criticizing every listener we have.
So first off, I'll ask, how's it feel? Secondly, that's what I do. I point out flaws, and I point out things that need to be corrected. And I just think that we should focus first on something that I had not seen before. I've seen the run game not play well for Penn State football. I'm not surprised. I'm not five alarm fire concerned. That's the thing. This is even when Penn State had a phenomenal running back for three straight iterations between Saquon Barkley to when they finally got Journey Brown on the field. Only with Journey Brown were they really a run first team, and that's because Sean Clifford wasn't ready to take over yet. My point is, Sean Clifford might be ready to take over right now. That's what we've seen the last two games versus an FCS opponent and a top 25 team in Auburn with a legitimately good defense. He has performed to an above expectation level, above what I expected of him so far this season. I didn't care if it was Villanova. I expected him to not play that well because that's been his MO throughout his career. And he was almost perfect. Like, he was almost perfect as a passer. So, yes, we'll get into the running game. I'm adamant that I'm going to point out the fact that Sean Clifford played his best game of his career, and that's where we're going to start. But for the running game, where would you like to start?
We had in my agenda, in my schedule here, we were going to talk about Sean Clifford and his game. We really were, T. Frank. But I just thought my audience is concerned about the running game.
Oh, you're correct. We'll start
there. Sean Clifford. I promise you we will.
Yeah. Okay, so where would you like to start with the running game?
Everywhere. First of all, let's start with the offensive line. They seem to be doing a pretty good job in pass protection.
Yep.
Is it a case it appears that they're not creating many holes, though, for the running game. Is that the case?
That is sort of the case. So this is the problem with running the football, is that it is a complicated, intricate dance. And if one player misses their assignment or is beat, then the whole thing falls apart. So on a play, you can have 10 blockers blocking and one guy misses his assignment and it's a tackle for a loss. This is kind of the basis of, if you're freaking out about the running game, it's the hardest part of football. Like, genuinely, it is super, like, if you have a good quarterback, getting five players up front to block correctly and to have multiple interactions with multiple defenders up front and not lose at all, that is really hard to do. So at times there are players on the offensive line that are not performing. But if you go back and I watched the film and I did my film review, there were times that even Mike Miranda, who has been getting some flack from Penn State football fans about not being good with a nose tackle on him, there were times it looked like an FCS defensive line versus an FBS offensive line. Penn State moved players off the ball, but on the backside of a run, maybe a tight end missed a block. Maybe it was the right tackle, or maybe it was your all Big Ten potential left tackle that whiffs on a block at the second level after getting a good block on the offensive line of scrimmage. So one or two things on any play, those are the things when the Penn State coaching staff talks about we need to get things corrected. It's the technique. It's the consistency. There are times throughout the season where they have not been able to move people off the ball. They were beaten in the Auburn game, straight up. They were physically dominated. This past game, Villanova runs a scheme, and they have the quickness and the mobility to frustrate a running attack. They simply do, and I know that no one wants to hear the fact that it's Villanova and it's an FCS team, but if a team is determined and they had good linebackers and some good defensive linemen, they wanted to take away the running lanes, and Penn State did not play a clean game up front. If Penn State had played a clean game up front, it's not like we would be sitting here talking about how bad the running game was. But then you would be asking, is it for real? And the question would be, then the answer would be, well, it was an FCS defensive line. So there is elements of all of it, and I know that no one is satisfied with that. Nobody's satisfied with, it's a little of this, it's a little of that, it's a little of the other thing, but Penn State also doesn't have their starting running back, who I don't think is healthy this year. I don't think he's fully back to being Noah Kane, and he's injured again. So that's a part of the story. John Lovett is just working his way back into the lineup after, I'm assuming, an injury to start the season, and Kevon Lee is genuinely not playing well right now. So you have everything has at least a part that is not quite clicking on all cylinders. When it does, and if it does, they will still be a complement to the passing attack. And that's the biggest point about this.
That I understand you correctly. A lot of fans think in terms of, we're playing an FCS team. My guys are bigger and stronger than your guys. I should be able to just run the ball, knock you over, and be able to productively run the ball. What you're saying is it was more about missed assignments. It was more about technique or breakdowns that way rather than just physically being beaten at the line of scrimmage.
If I was going to put a percentage on it, I'd say 65% of that, and then the rest would be the other guy won. So there were some times that Penn State running their new outside zone, some of the blockers are not quite athletic enough to get to those assignments on every play. And that was kind of my concern coming into the season, was do you have the athletes to run that, and can you find a way to make those guys work in the system? Some of those guys, they still were struggling. Other guys played really well. Juice Scruggs played really well in this game. He was an above-average blocker. He was able to get to his assignment very well. The other part of this that nobody has talked about is Villanova runs a specific scheme. It's called a tight front, and this is what Ball State did, where they play three guys inside the tackle. The nose tackle is lined up at, you know, directly over the center, and then you take the you're traditionally in a 3-4 defense, which is what we're augmenting here. They're either head up or slightly outside of the offensive tackle. In the tight front, they're inside. Literally, it changes the blocking scheme of inside zone, and it forces you to do some things schematically as an offense, and it poses some challenges. Now, in the Ball State game, they were able to just get their running backs in space, get them to the outside, and chew up some yards there. This was a better front than the Ball State front as far as the linebackers. They were a little more aggressive. They were a little more, And they were determined to take that away. They did not move to the strength of the formation when Penn State went to their bubble screen game. They just said, have at it. We don't care if you get 9 yards. We don't care if you get 8 yards there. We're going to make you look bad, and we're going to make your fans angry because we're going to keep our linebackers in the box. So against a front that is designed to take away the spread offensive running game and a team that was good enough to do that, Penn State just went, okay, we'll take the bubbles. When they went man coverage, Penn State burned them deep, and that was the story of the game. So there is some of the schematic side of things. There is some of the missed assignment side of things. And, of course, then there is the part that no one wants to hear, which is that FCS defensive linemen are also allowed to be good sometimes at football.
T. Frank, we also have a situation here where the issues at the running game hasn't just been the Villanova game. And how much is it in these four games that they've played so far? You described what Villanova was doing, which would take away running between the tackles. It appeared Ball State said, we're going to take away the running game. You then had in Wisconsin and Auburn probably two very good teams at stopping the run. Even Wisconsin with their 3-4 seemed to be designed to stop the run. How much of this is just on the defenses that they've been playing so far have said, we're going to stop them from running, make them beat us a different way?
Yeah, so that's, to me, that's really the story, is that Wisconsin and Auburn were both better up front. So that is the part where if you're a Penn State football fan, yeah, they're not going to be a dominant running team. They're not going to run when somebody else says you're not going to run. But both of those teams were dedicating significant resources to the run game and to stopping the deep passing game. And Sean Clifford beat them in both of those situations. Where the quarterback before had not been up to task, he was against those teams. At Ball State, they were methodical. They had probably their worst game when it comes to just kind of the what you should have done was, but they were able to blow that team out and put the backups in the fourth quarter. And in this game, Villanova decided that they were going to take away the run, and Penn State took literally everything else. So yes, so far, three of the four teams have decided they're going to take away the run. And in the one game where they didn't, Penn State got enough yards to be efficient and rip off some big runs. So that's really what you're looking for from this team, is efficiency in the run game, not gaudy numbers and picking up every single third and one. That, again, that part probably is another problem that needs to be addressed, because a lot of that has been missing blocks. But, you know, it's not, I didn't come away from that Villanova game thinking it was as bad as everyone wanted to say it was.
Okay, that is it for quarter number one. In quarter number two, as I promised, T. Frank, we're going to talk about Sean Clifford in the passing game.
DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NFL, is kicking off another week of action by giving all new customers a can't-miss offer. Bet just $1 on any football game this week and receive $150 in free bets instantly. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app and use code KSN. That's code KSN at DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older, Pennsylvania only. New customers only. Restrictions apply. In partnership with Meadows Racetrack and Casino. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light want to remind you that fall is the best season. Why? Because of football. Leaves. Fantasy football, flannel, beards, tailgating. Oh yeah, and more football. Welcome to the best season ever. Grab some Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Because it's time to get undomesticated. Beer. Labatt USA, Buffalo, New York. Always enjoy responsibly.